Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 14 and our final episode. How do I thrive? Here's an interesting fact. Did you know that when fish swim together in the same direction in a coordinated manner, it's actually called a school? They can confuse predators and use less energy by working together. So, here we go. Knowing that everybody in your new school wants to settle in and do well. But today we move from just hoping to survive to preparing to thrive. With the knowledge of some year sevens and a few teachers, over this podcast we've given you some practical tips and Christian wisdom to do just that. But thriving is about you flourishing. So here's the spoiler alert. Thriving as a small fish is about getting the highest grade at simply being you. It's tempting to look sideways and compare ourselves to others, but like an athlete on a track, stick to your lane and run your own race. There will always be taller, faster, louder, funnier people than us, but there's not another you heading for that big pond. And that is simply amazing. You are the only you. We've spent these 14 sessions learning about things like tests and assignments and things that might be a regular part of year 7, but they are not the only part. Of course, there will be the new friends, the new teachers, the new subjects, and as we heard last time, new school dinners. You will have your own private thoughts as you go through these changes, which is why the Small Fish Podcast has tried to help you reflect. And we call this our spiritual life, and everyone has one. That hidden place nobody sees, where you daydream or secretly think about life's big questions. Who am I? Who are they? Where do I belong? And is God really here anyway? You may even talk to God. After all, thousands of grown-up men pray when their football team have a penalty kick, and Grace prays too.
I think that praying with others like my parents has helped me have that feeling that I'm not alone, that God and they are there for me. I have a card on my wall that says nothing's going to happen to me today, that God and I can't handle together. This really helped me through the first couple of weeks when I faced new things.
Did you know that the first followers of Jesus were actually fishermen? That was their skill. And Jesus took it and used it. He taught them that their purpose was to fish for people, making an impact on the world by remembering that people matter most. I wonder who you will turn out to be. If you join that team or attend that club, will you become a dancer or drummer, actor or athlete, musician or mathematician? Finding you helps the whole world because you have a purpose. These first followers even gave Christianity a logo you may recognise, as common as a Nike tick or an apple. And it was two lines drawn in the sand, making a small fish. As you live the small fish life at secondary school, God may give you a gift of peace that we can't really understand. Others might wonder why you don't always follow the crowd, you don't spread rumours, or you always stand up for others. Then you can know you're having the peace of God. It seems to work for Gavin.
I often say a small prayer to God under my breath when I'm scared or confused, which helps my confidence. During lessons such as religious studies, talking about God has made me feel happy because I know that He's there with me. It doesn't make you any different, it just means that God is there as your friend too. Now that I've been in secondary school for a while, I'm really enjoying it. It has been such a great change that I can't wait to see what else will happen.
Thanks, Gavin. That is such a positive note for us today. We can stay calm as we step into the big pond, because God is there and we can ask Him for help. How you thrive may not stay a secret strategy. Somebody might notice. So your takeaway task today is to think about who you may meet in the big pond and start to pray that you might also come across other small fish. And so our final Bible story goes back to the child who knew that thriving meant sharing. Sharing his packed lunch of 5 bread rolls and 2 fish with 5,000 hungry people. The maths doesn't work, but the thinking about the needs of others does. And the child could be a year 7 pupil. It could be you. Giving to Jesus all you have and hoping that he can make something out of it. We know at this particular dinner time, everyone ate. And the Bible says, the followers filled 12 baskets with the pieces of bread and fish that were not eaten. Leftovers. I'd say that child made a difference. I'd say that child thrived on that day. So this has been Small Fish, here to help you make that step into year 7. Thank you for tuning in for some practical tips and time for reflection. And from the Children and Youth Department here at the Salvation Army, we wish you well as you begin this new chapter in the big pond. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.